Hey everyone, I am Reva and just want to take a moment and thank you for listening to our studio podcast. Although we are here in Greenville, South Carolina, we are grateful for your support to see the message of Jesus go out all over the world. In case you are not aware, we have a YouTube channel which you can find the link in our podcast bio. We hope you enjoy this week's talk and it encourages you and it helps you to be the human God designed you to be. So with that, let's get right to it.
You know, as I hear the stories of what's transpiring in the last week and a half, 2 weeks, in the during the storm and after the storm, this is my third natural type of disaster to experience, at least be directly very close to it. And it's amazing to me that in the worst moments, what humans do in the worst moment, they rise to the occasion. And it needs to be celebrated, even in the midst of loss and tragedy. It's unbelievable just to see the kindness, the care, the courage, the bravery, the I don't care what it takes attitude to help someone else. And that's happening within this community. I hear story after story of people going to neighbors, you guys going to each other's houses. I know some of you had power, and so you had like 40 people over at your house, and what you used to really care about, you didn't care about anymore. You're like, I don't care if my house is a mess, just because just the priority got reprioritized. And I just want to take a moment and celebrate us. I'm proud of us. I'm proud of our city, our cities, and I'm proud of the people that have risen to the occasion and will continue to rise to the occasion. I talked to one of our guys who was here last gathering. He's taken a couple loads up to the Asheville area, and just proud of him and the crew that he's lined up to go up. And I know there's so many stories in this room that we are just unaware of. So I just want to celebrate intentionally. Just the beauty of humanity in moments like this is something to celebrate, is something to acknowledge. And I know in the coming months, in the coming years, we'll hear more and more stories. And I know a lot of us are deeply impacted personally, and a lot of us are deeply impacted by what's happening not that far from here. But again, it's worth celebrating the beauty of humanity. Our best comes out in moments like this. Our worst can. But there's overwhelming, the best is coming out right now. It is so overwhelming to hear of stories of people getting stuck and 10 people show up with chainsaws. I did not know that many chainsaws existed in a city. I grew up in the mountains, so chainsaw, you had your hammer, you had your drill, and you had a chainsaw. And so just seeing how many chainsaws have come out and how many have bought a chainsaw in the last week and a half. Okay, so other people bought them and took care of stuff for you. But in all seriousness, it's really beautiful to see just what people do in moments like this. And I want to draw our attention to the Bible for a moment. I'm going to read a couple of scriptures, but I want to draw our attention to the scriptures in general. One thing that's beautiful about the scriptures is the most relatable book that you and I have access to. Imagine if scriptures had no stories of tragedy, had no stories of crisis, have no stories of failures. Imagine if the Bible had none of those stories. It would be so unrelatable. We wouldn't be able to relate to it because it doesn't speak to the other part of the human experience. And right now, we're in the middle, in the aftermath of a crisis and a tragedy on a catastrophic scale. And that's what's so beautiful about scriptures is that our faith, the central metaphor of our faith, revolves around death. And when something can go that deep into dying, guess what's on the other side? Life. That's what's beautiful about our faith, is that our faith can go all the way to the depths of it dying. But what's also, our faith is also anchored in another metaphor, life. That even though it can go through death, but if our faith would only built around life only, then it couldn't withstand moments like this. We wouldn't be able to get through moments like this if our faith only revolved around good, positive life things. But because part of the human experience and our King Jesus went to the depths of the grave, as far as death could take him, and guess what? He came out the other side alive. So I want to remind us in moments like this, we're not skipping over the tragedy. We're not skipping through the crisis. We're not just ignoring it and everything's going to be fine. We're going to walk through it accordingly, but also anchor yourself in the reality. There's life out there somewhere. There's life on the other side of whatever it is that you're going through. And that's the beautiful thing about Scripture, is you can read about life and you can read about death. You can read about comfort. You can read about Prince of Peace. You can read about all these things throughout men and women in Scripture and how God came in and took people through the depths of the human experience, and they came out into a better person. They were rebuilt, they were restored, and they were healed. But right now, this area, and many of us, including our friends in North Carolina, are going through a deep, terrible thing. But I just want to remind you, remember, anchor yourself in the beautiful metaphor that life is what is available to us. I want to read a scripture to you, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort. Say that with me, all comfort. I say it again, all comfort. It's not some comfort. It's not certain situations or certain people or certain scenarios. It's all comfort. And so if you're in a space right now, emotionally and mentally, perhaps even physically, just know that there is comfort that is available to every situation that you have are in or anybody is facing. Let's continue. Who comforts us in all of our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God? I want to just highlight this for a moment, that while we comfort others, God comforts us. I want you to remember that even in this time, as you are comforting your neighbors, your friends, and people you don't even know, guess what? God also comforts you. And I love how they're the ecosystem here. It's like we comfort, God comforts. And it's this beautiful ecosystem of how God takes care of us, so that as we bring comfort to others, he brings comfort to us. In Psalms 30, verse 11 through 12, it reads this: you have turned my mourning into dancing. You have put off my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness. So as we move through this season of relief and eventual rebuild, and I just want to remind us, we're anchored in the metaphor of death, but we're more importantly anchored in the metaphor of life. And that healing, restoration, all those beautiful things take place. Now, as we move forward, as we move into the next season, I wanted just to give a couple things and that I think would be helpful for us as a community and helpful for us as individuals. First thing I want to share is we need to have greater understanding and greater give each other grace, especially driving. You know, just let everybody merge. Give people the right of way. I mean, just take an extra 2 seconds out of stop signs, stop lights. Just go ahead. You go ahead. I mean, just give more grace to you. Laugh because it's so real, and it's some of you had an experience coming here. And I want to encourage us in this next season, there's so much kindness and goodness in the air right now. And let's make sure we give each other grace. Give each other a lot of grace, not just in driving, but in the stores and interactions. Because right now, everybody is an amalgamation of an experience, and we all respond differently. Some of us run right into the fire. Some of us try to put out the fire. Some of us run as far away from the fire, and some of us make a lot of noise when we see fire. I mean, it's just, we all have different reaction to a situation. And so I want to just ask us within this community, but especially to the cities and area that we live in, give people a little extra grace and have greater understanding and understand that we're all working through this. On a personal note, when it comes to going through this a few times, it's amazing that collectively a city, a region, a neighborhood had kind of this emotional collection of emotions. And that's why it's important for us to walk with extra grace and just be a little bit more easygoing, especially in this season. And the other thing I wanted to bring up would understand that there are triggers. I shared this in the first gathering that You know, living on the West Coast, the natural disasters, the common one was forest fires. And I've lived in two different cities, one with a very small mountain town. A fire came in, almost took out 3,000 people, little town. And about half, a chunk of the city burned. Most of the city had evacuated. They had a lot of, about 40, 50 people came to our house. We're on the other side. And it was interesting. And then in 2018, we had another significant fire in Redding area. We had 1,200 homes burned. About 50% of the city had evacuated. And that was 6 years ago. And when I smell smoke today, I still get triggered. I still kind of like, where's the smoke coming from? And I know nothing burns out here. That's the thing. That's the psychological part for me. It's like, wait, these trees don't burn. It's so wet and humid out here. And so even now, 6 years later, it's not as common, but every once in a while, if I see a column of smoke, I'm like, what's going on over there? Because I don't know what to expect. So I just want to prepare us. There will be triggers in the coming days and weeks. And this is where we ask God to comfort us. Like, when the next rainstorm comes through, it's going to make people feel uneasy. If the wind blows and the trees start swaying too much, I just want you to be prepared for these triggers, not to freak out, but to give grace to each other and to understand these are some of the normal, natural things that happen after a tragedy or crisis. And this is where we can help each other and comfort each other and support each other. That sound good? And I know right now there's another hurricane forming in the Gulf, and it's just everyone kind of like on a high alert right now, and that's just part of the process. But I just want to continue to remind us that as we comfort others, God will comfort us. Draw from the reality that Jesus is the Prince of Peace and he's the wonderful counselor. See, that's the beauty of our faith, is that we don't anchor ourselves in anything else, but we can anchor ourselves in the reality that Jesus is the Prince of Peace. He's the wonderful counselor. And so I want to encourage us to lean on him this season. Lean on him for ourselves, our families, and for colleagues, and for our neighbors, and even strangers. And then last but not least for today is remember that while you help others and comfort others, God will help you and comfort you as well. Why don't we stand?